So how do we practice equanimity as the world burns? This question, I think, has come up for a number of us in a lot of ways over the last weeks. We know the national and even more the world situation is dire. Sickness, bad leadership. It's not like climate change and wars and the other problems have gone away. And in our own lives, we know people who are hurting. We know people who are making other bad decisions. And so anger and anxiety can arise as these flags that something is not right. What about when this anger and anxiety also sticks around, stays in our mind as our background hum for lots of our days? Makes it difficult to see what this Zen idea of equanimity is about. A couple weeks ago, I spoke about an image from David Brazier's book, The Dark Side of the Mirror, in which he argues that a lot of Dogen's Genjo Koan would have been understood by the people hearing it or reading it for the first time in terms of Taoist ideas of yin and yang, yang being light and activity, yin being dark and more passive, and each distinct from each other, but also constantly flowing into each other. And his point was that in our relation to the light of Buddha nature, our correct position is mostly yin. Not entirely. There are times to act. There are times when we're in the light. But mostly to settle down, to have our ego be less active, less controlling, less wanting to do things, be more receptive to Buddha nature. Someone last week, I think it was Laura, talked about great doubt. I think to me that's one of the ways in which this yin aspect most clearly manifests. I like to think that I know what's going on. I tend to take for granted the environment around me. I mean, even just sitting in my room here, I tend to be gazing down at the floor and the base of my desk chair as we sit, and I think of these things as accoutrements of me, and I literally manipulate them all the time. But great doubt. It's a wonderful question. What is this? Is this really just a passive scenery for my action? This house is over 100 years old that I live in. It's been around a lot longer than me. It'll be around a lot after me. Those floorboards are something other than me. They're not just my accoutrements. When I look at them from that stage, aspect of great doubt, maybe I don't really know what this is, this thing I've taken for granted. So great doubt is a way of recognizing that I actually am in the dark. I'm not the creator of the light of my life. Bring up questions about it. David Brazier, in this book that I had been mentioning, goes on to talk about some other images Dogen uses for yin and yang. And he talks about the image of the ocean and the sky being light and populated by birds and spacious and empty, the realm of the gods, the ocean being darker, realm of the fish, realm of the dragon king that Carol mentioned yesterday. And David Brazier argues that these would have been recognizable right away as symbols of yang, light and spaciousness and sky, and yin, darkness and water and fish. And the fish, he makes the fish are the deluded beings that we are, the birds, the enlightened beings. And the point is not for birds to become fish. this is what the book argues is the main thing that Dogen is trying to get a part in these images. When you're a fish, you're a fish. If you become a bird, you become a bird. But it's not a matter of birds turning into fish. And when you find you're a fish, what's your job? There's a phrase, fish don't know they're living in water. Just take it for granted, I'm not conscious of it. But in the passage in Genjo Koan, Dogen talks about the fish investigating the water. And that's our task. We don't try to turn this deluded being into an enlightened being. We investigate this. We investigate thusness. We don't try to dwell in the light and the sky, but we sense the light. We know that something is bigger than our life as a fish. We reflect the light. We serve the light. Greger uses a couple of terms over and over when he describes our appropriate attitude towards our life. It's not that we don't take action. We're not just yin all the time and completely passive. But if we're living in the light of the Dharma, our action, he uses words of non-manipulation and being unpretentious. Recognizing where we are, what we can do. Not trying to change our life, but being in the life that we've got. So where does this come back to our anger and anxiety that can arise in this difficult time? I think we can bring great doubt to those. Anger and anxiety, again, can be flags that something's wrong, that we need to do something. But I know in myself that way in which those sorts of emotions can become sort of constant churnings is a trap. And I think we can bring great doubt to whether we have to stay in that trap of having the anxiety ongoing as our background music, or the anger ongoing throughout our day after we've read the news. I remember one time some years ago now, sitting down and realizing that my inability to let some of these strong emotions go as I sat in Zazen was due to a fundamental belief that I hadn't really seen before, that the world really needed my emotions along this line to keep turning. That if I gave up the job for 25 minutes, somehow the earth was going to fall off its axis. I had to keep worrying. I had to keep preparing, or something wrong is going to happen. And this idea of taking the yin position is an invitation to realize that that's just it's an ego trick. Our ego wants to keep us important. Our ego wants to keep us in control. What if we drop that for a little bit? What if we just be a fish and investigate? Investigate our breath. Investigate the play of light on the floor. Maybe during our day, investigate the things around us and the people around us, as maybe they might be, without our projections of what they should be or how they should serve us. Maybe, as Diane talked about on Monday, we can let things be. Maybe we can act in that unpretentious and non-manipulative way. Do what we can do about this state of the world. Do what we can do about the state of our families and the people around us. And leave it at that.